The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
A chilly day in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Carolina wrapping out their six-game series as the Mudcats look to sweep the Lynchburg Hillcats. They have not swept a team since last season. Their last sweep came against Fayetteville in the month of August of 2022. Lynchburg, on the other hand, they haven't been swept or swept a team in over a year and a half. So it's been a while for both of these ball clubs, but Carolina looks to do it today as they have won the first five games of the series, and most of them, other than one game, have been pretty convincing. The only close game came Friday night, a 3-2 victory for the Mudcats. Yesterday, though, Carolina 7-1 over Lynchburg as they dominated from the start, and Lynchburg just did not have enough to get back into the game. Despite a couple opportunities, a threat in the eighth inning, they had the bases loaded, but they were not able to bring anybody home. And so the Hillcats find themselves in an ever deeper and growing hole as they now sit 8.5 games out of first place as Carolina leading the Carolina League North at 29-18. And get this, only a half game ahead of Down East, who has matched them step for step. Down East has also won the first five games of their series against Columbia, the Fireflies, who were well out in first place in the South. They have now tied Myrtle Beach as both of them in first place in the South Division, and Down East hitting their stride at the right time, putting the pressure on Carolina, who is riding a seven-game winning streak as these two teams look like they're going to be the two battling out down the home stretch of this season. We'll step aside and we'll talk about all of that and more as the broadcast progresses. We'll be back with lineups and first pitch after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Hey
Lynchburg and Carolina, game six of the six-game series before the Hillcats hit the road to take on Kannapolis. We'll toss it down to Andre Vile to meet the defense and for the national anthem. Take it away, Andre.
Okay.
You'll face out that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll face that way when you go, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 29, Chris Kavanaugh! In center field, number 13, Lexus Dewey! In left field, number 46, Jordan Brown! At first base, number 27, Bubba Bolia! At second base, number 8, Tyrese Turner! At shortstop, number 12, Angel Hanau. At third base, number 1, Juan Benjamin. Your catcher is number 48, Robert Lopez. The designator is number 23, Carson Tucker. And your starting pitcher is number 6, Alonzo Richardson. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your cap as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome Sonia Whitley Watts.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rock is regular, the bombs bursting in awe.
Time for first pitch in the Hill City. The Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats all set for game number six of this week's set. On the mound for Lynchburg today, he started on Tuesday night. Alonzo Richardson will get his second crack at the Mudcats. In game number one, it was a bit of a rough outing. He went three innings, four hits, five runs. They were all earned. Two walks and two strikeouts. On the year, he's 1-1 with a 5.70 ERA. 2-2 with a 4.43 ERA. That's in the month of May. 40 innings pitch, 20 walks, 24 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 224 off of him. The right-hander stands 5'11", 165 from San Diego, California. Richardson will face a lineup that looks a little like this for the Mudcats. Leading off, a new face in the leadoff role, the right fielder Kalen Nicasia, as Luis Lara getting the night off. Batting second, the third baseman Yadier Arenado. Batting third, the first baseman Luke Adams. Hitting fourth, the cleanup hitter, the center fielder Jay Savina. Batting fifth, the shortstop Gregory Barrios. Hitting sixth, the second baseman Jeremy Vargas. Batting seventh, the left fielder Hedbert Perez. Hitting eighth, the catcher Leyberg Diaz. And rounding out the starting nine, Johnnys Cabrera. As Carolina will look to sweep the series, their first sweep of the year, if they can complete it. They won 5 of 6 against Down East earlier this season, but they have not swept anyone yet. As Richardson into the motion, and the first pitch is swung on at 91 miles an hour for strike one at 2 o'clock in the Hill City. A brisk day. And strike two is pumped by him. 66 degrees and cloudy. As these two squads battle it out. The 0-2 from Richardson. Not wasting any time as Nicasia sits down basically as quickly as he got into the box, and there's one away. A good approach from Richardson as he went fastball, fastball, breaking ball. Pick up the first out of the inning. Yadier Arenado in the two-hole today. As that misses a little bit high for ball one. Behind the dish tonight, Corey Gerber, Brandon Schmidt in the field. Arenado fouls it away, 1-1. Richardson back into the motion. Line drive over towards short. Leaping snow cone grab by Angel Hanau. And there's two away. There's a soft floater as he backpedaled and leaped and got just enough of the baseball to hold on to it in his glove. The second out as Luke Adams will take his first inning cuts. He's been in this three-hole all series. And he has been dangerous against the Hillcats. Slow chopper toward third. Benjamin charges off-balance throw. Inning over. A strong start for Alonzo Richardson. A 1-2-3 first as we head to the bottom half of the inning. We remain scoreless. We'll be right back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We head to the bottom half of the first inning as Juanjer Herrera will be on the mound for the Mudcats. The right-hander will try and be the arm relied upon in game number 6 to pick up the sweep. Making his 8th start of the year, he's 1-1 with a 3.60 ERA and 30 innings even. He has struck out 23 and walked 24. So command has been a bit of an issue, but he's holding hitters to a 188 batting average. As Tyrese Turner will lead things off for the Hillcats. Turner at second this evening. On the year, he's batting 122 with 3 RBIs, no home runs. Turner squares around but pulls back on a pitch outside for ball one. Herrera did pitch earlier in this series as he went 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no earned runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Fouled away by Turner, 1-1. That game came on Tuesday night in the series opener. Hillcats just couldn't capitalize on his command issues. 1-1. Outside again, 2-1. Wind blowing in from center field as the 2-1 on its way from the right-hander. Fouled back, 2 balls and 2 strikes as Turner able to get a piece of it. Herrera stands 6'3", 238 from Caracas, Venezuela. He was acquired by the Brewers organization in 2019. The 2-2 misses a bit wide and the count goes full, so Turner doing his job as a leadoff hitter, forcing Herrera to make a lot of pitches and show his full arsenal. The payoff pitch. Comp the corner, Turner goes down looking, one away. Perez, Avina, Nicasia from left to right in the outfield. Arenamo, Barrios, Vargas, and Adams from left to right on the infield. Diaz behind the plate for Carolina as Carson Tucker will dig in. He made his season debut yesterday going 1-for-4. He grounds this one foul first base side for ball one. An interesting change for the Hillcats has nothing to do with the lineup, but Jordan Smith, the manager, coaching first base this afternoon. Yan Rivera over at third, flipping places, trying to find anything to break out of the slump. The 0-1. Check swing, they appeal. They say he went around for strike two. We'll see if the coaching adjustment makes any sort of difference with how the Hillcats have been struggling. The 0-2 from Herrera. Tucker pops it up first base side. Adams in foul ground, ranging over, secures it, two away. Two up, two down for the Hillcats as Angel Hanau, with the bases empty and 2 outs, I'll try and do some 2-out damage. Hanau had an RBI double in last night's ball game, his second RBI of the season, as he drove home Guy Lipscomb, who has the night off today. Herrera delivers, and it's a slow chopper to third, but foul. Hanau batting 250, having just been promoted a little over a week ago. Outside 1-1, he spent some time in extended spring training, recovering from off-season surgery. The 1-1, floated it high, ball two. Two away in a scoreless ball game, bottom half of the first inning. Herrera sets. And now the 2-1. High again, ball three. Good patient at bat from Hanau. The 3-1 on its way from the right-hander. Came inside for ball four as the Hillcats will get a 2-out base runner in the form of Angel Hanau, as Prez Kavanaugh will take some first inning cuts. Kavanaugh batting 250 as well with 4 RBIs. Herrera fires the first pitch outside for ball one. Herrera has a bit of a high leg kick, so we'll see if Lynchburg gets aggressive and tries to send Hanau. He's got a decent-sized lead over at first. Kavanaugh fouls it away. 1-1. Hillcats haven't been uber-aggressive in this series. But if they want to win today's ball game, they might have to take some chances. The 1-1. A throw over, and Hanau was leaning. And he just dodged the tag of Adams, who had to reach across his body after picking it on his left-hand side. So Herrera probably would have had Hanau and been out of the inning had that been online. 1-1 to Kavanaugh. Runner holds, and a balk has been called. No, a pitch clock violation, excuse me. As the clock hits 0, 2-1. That's Kavanaugh, now ahead in the count. Herrera thinking about that runner over at first with two away in the bottom half of the first inning. Runner holds again. Kavanaugh drives this to center field. Avina running backward, reaching out, and making the grab right in front of the wall as he was twisted around several times before finally catching it amongst the clouds and reeling it in to end the frame. Kavanaugh gave it a drive, but just not deep enough as Avina able to track it down. We head to the second, scoreless in the Hill City.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
A pretty controlled first inning compared to what we've seen in this series between these two squads. It's only the second time this week that no runs have been put up in the first frame. The last time was Friday night in a game the Hillcats almost won. So if you're looking for positives, which I myself am, there's one for you. Best game the Hillcats played in this series. They didn't score or give up a run in the first inning. They've replicated that here tonight. First pitch to Jay Savina is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Savina in center field. He was in right field last night. Picked up a single in the first inning. As he pops it out to right, Kavanaugh will stick his glove in the air and secure it for out number one. Gregory Barrios, the shortstop, batting 220, 12 RBIs. Fouled back for strike one. We'll see how the absence of Luis Lara plays into how Carolina approaches this game. We saw defensively, Jay Savina was able to track down the ball in center. As that one misses wide, 1-1. But does it have an impact on how they approach things at the plate? Fouled off. Strike two. He is a threat at the plate, on the bases, and in the field. So not having him could open up the door for the Hillcats, but might be grasping at straws. The 1-2. Blew it by him at 92. Chased a fastball up at the letters. Two away. Jeremy Vargas will step in. As we mentioned, when you lose five straight games, you have to try and find any positive to grasp onto. And that's where the Hillcats have found themselves today. As Jeremy Vargas takes outside ball one. Vargas at second tonight. The 1-0. Popped up. Shallow right. Kavanaugh charging in. Calls off Turner. And the inning is over. Back-to-back 1-2-3 frames for Alonzo Richardson. As we head to the bottom half of the second inning, a very aggressive approach by Carolina as we remain scoreless. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hirschka.
Juan Benjamin to lead things off for the Hillcats in the bottom half of the second inning. He had 2 days off in a row, but back in the lineup tonight. Yuaner Herrera remains on the mound for his second inning of work. Scoreless, which is a good sign. As Lynchburg looks to try and win one in this series and gained some momentum before traveling down to Kannapolis. That runs inside to Benjamin for ball one. The right-hander kicks and fires, and it's a ground ball over towards second. Gobbled up by Vargas on to first for out number one. For Carolina, they've had to win every game in this series because down east, right behind them in the standings, has also won every game in their series. And right now, they're throwing a no-hitter in the top of the sixth inning against the Fireflies. It's down east, right in this. Robert Lopez takes one outside for ball one. The Wood Ducks piecing together a solid season and a solid win streak. The 1-0, a little bit wide, ball two. Lopez having a nice series of his own. Has a handful of hits, putting two doubles the other night. He lifts this one into shallow left center field. Avina, the center fielder, makes the grab, two away. As Lexer Sadui will dig in. So Carolina, every step of the way, has matched down each east step for step. And as I said they were throwing a no-hitter, they gave it up on a one-out single to the Fireflies. Sadui takes a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 is grounded over towards second. Vargas backhands it and flips on to first in another 1-2-3 inning in this ballgame. We've had three halves of innings that have gone 1-2-3. We head to the third here in Lynchburg. We are scoreless. We're back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Scoreless ball game, top of the third inning. Hedbert, Perez, Blayberg, Diaz, Johnny's Cabrera, the three due up for Carolina. As Alonzo Richardson has pitched well in the early part of this ball game. First pitch, line drive out to left. Sliding play by Jordan Brown secures it for the first out of the inning. He got a late break on it, but it held up long enough for him to slide underneath it and make the grab for out number one as Blayberg Diaz will dig in. First pitch is fouled back for strike one. A very aggressive approach at the plate by Carolina. We saw this the other night when Zach Jacobs was on the mound. Pulled the string, Diaz out in front for strike two. Diaz batting 290, 7 RBIs. The two-strike pitch up and away. One ball and two strikes. This next one will be the 20th pitch of the ball game for Richardson. We're only in the third inning. The 1-2. Down and away, try to get him to chase. 2-2. So he has been frugal with his pitches. That's the 2-2. Got him to chase. A fastball on the inside corner. Third strikeout for Richardson. There's two away. Johnny's Cabrera. First time we've seen him in this series. Cabrera lines it foul for strike one. That one misses just high. One ball and one strike. Cabrera only making his fourth appearance this season. He's still looking for his first hit as he fights that off for strike two. In eight plate appearances, he's had six strikeouts. He's down on the count, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Outside corner, they appeal on a check swing. He did not go around and they did not get the call. Evens the count at two apiece. Nobody aboard, two away, scoreless ball game, top of the third. Richardson, into the motion. Goes up and away, and Cabrera lays off as he's worked his way back into the count. Can hear the Mudcats dugout taunting Richardson, the full count pitch. Got him to swing, chase 92. Richardson with a stare back toward Carolina as Felia even gives a look. And the tension's beginning to rise a little bit as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Frustrations mounting for Lynchburg. Carolina enjoying their success. We head to the bottom half of the third, scoreless. in the Hill City.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We'll see how the tension that we witnessed at the end of the top of the third carries over to the rest of the ballgame. But right now, Alonzo Richardson pitching better than he has all season, as Jordan Brown will dig in to lead off the bottom of the third. Brown in left field tonight, batting 155 with a trio of home runs, as that caught his elbow. It just scraped the elbow pad, as the Hillcats will have their leadoff runner aboard. That barely nicked him, but it still counts. Doesn't matter how squarely it touches you. Hillcats have a base runner. Their second base runner of the ball game. As Bubba Filia take his cuts. He took a big one for strike one. Filia batting 131, three home runs, seven RBIs. He's over at first tonight. Collado getting a second game off in this series. The throwback behind the runner at first, as the pitch was high, 1-1. Filia, Fassia, and Collado have rotated times at first base in this series. 1-1 to Filia. A throw over first, as Brown back again with the dive. Fassia, only his second time at first this season, a couple nights ago. Filia has been there more regularly as the number two option at first. The 1-1, a little bit in tight, 2-1. One aboard, nobody out, here in the bottom half of the third inning of a scoreless ball game. The 2-1. Ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Vargas takes it to the bag himself. On to first. Double play. Hillcats have hit into quite a few of those in this series. Now, Tyrese Turner will lead, or back to the top of the order, rather. Turner 0-1 with a strikeout as he grounds this one up the middle. Slow enough for Barrios to range over. He flips on to first and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning despite the hit batter. We head to the fourth. No hits, no runs, no errors for either team. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Top of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. We'll take a quick check of the County Smoke Out of Town scoreboard. We mentioned earlier Down East was throwing a no-hitter in the top of the sixth. That is gone, and so is their lead. It's 2-2. So good news for Mudcats fans as the Fireflies showing a bit of life. Fredericksburg up 1-0 over Delmarva in the bottom of the fourth inning. The top of the second in the first game of a doubleheader, Fayetteville and Kannapolis are scoreless. Actually, I lied. That's game two. Kannapolis up 4-1 in game one as they get back to above 500. Coming up later, Augusta and Charleston and Salem and Myrtle Beach as the top of the order digs in. And Kaylin Nicasia, he takes the ball 1-0. Nicasia struck out to open up the ball game. He fouls it back 1-1. He saw three pitches. All three were strikes. The 1-1 in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Richardson not wasting any time. This is again ball three. The right-hander already back into the motion. Half-hearted swing by Nicasia as he thought about cutting on a fastball. The count goes full. I think it would have been a strike either way, but he went all the way around. Payoff pitch. Came right back at him with a fastball. Turner gobbles it, triple clutches, and fires on to first for out number one. Yader Arenamo. As him and Robert Lopez share a brief exchange. A joking collision as Arenamo fights it off for strike one. Lopez had a smile, so I don't think it was anything malicious. The 0-1 just missed 1-1. But with how the bottom of the third or top of the third inning ended with a stare down of the Mudcats dugout, who knows anymore? The 1-1. Fastball lined into right center field, 94 miles an hour. That is the hardest we have seen Alonzo Richardson throw this season. 94. Two away as Sadui tracked it down. Luke Adams with two away. The base is empty. Richardson kicks and fires and delivers for strike one. Adams already stepping out, and I think that's a wise decision. Richardson has not given anybody a chance to set in. The 0-1 in the dirt didn't get him to chase. 1-1. Went off speed. The right-hander has it grounded over towards short. Hanau chest high. Long throw to first. Inning over. Another 1-2-3 inning, and Richardson is in the zone. He is staring straight ahead, not talking to anyone, and just staying locked in. We head to the bottom half of the fourth, scoreless and hitless in the Hill City. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with a Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jordan Smith, coaching over at first base, really throwing me for a loop, not going to lie. He's been at third base all season, but with the Hillcats riding a 5-game slump, looking for any sort of spark. Carson Tucker to lead things off in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He's 0 for 1. He popped out to third in the first inning. Juan Herrera fires one down low for ball one. Herrera has faced one above the minimum. As that came right in and caught Tucker in the helmet, and he went down in a heap, knocked his helmet off. As Frank Sammons, the trainer, will go out to check on him. Tucker immediately went right for that left ear flap. As he's back up on his feet quickly. But he's okay. Second hit batter of the game for Herrera. So that came right in on the ear flap of Tucker, who kind of ducked into it, trying to get out of the way, but instead, he ended up making it worse. That caught him right on the lip of the helmet. And he's lucky. He's over at first, but that didn't end up being any worse. Angel Hanau chops it foul. Tucker only in his second game of the season. Yesterday was his first. So a rude welcome for the former first-round pick. The 0-1 to Hanau. Runner broke, but it's fouled away. For strike two. Not much wind to speak of on a cloudy day here in Lynchburg. Crisp summer day. As Hanau lines this down the left field line, and that'll get down and go to the wall. Tucker heading toward third. He gets the stop sign from the third base coach, and he will hold up there. Hanau gives Lynchburg their first hit and first threat with a no-out double. Runners on second and third for Prez Cavanaugh. Nobody out. He lined out to center field deep. Into center field. That was tracked down. If he can replicate that, the Hillcats would be able to put a run on the board. Cavanaugh takes something off speed for strike one. Right-hander delivers. Cavanaugh cuts again on another breaking ball. Strike two. This will be a big first out for Herrera if he can pick it up. Cavanaugh down 0-2. Here's the pitch. Left it in the zone. It's a slow chopper. Tucker breaking toward home. Adams places the tag on Cavanaugh, but the slow roller serves as an artificial squeeze play as Lynchburg has a 1-0 lead. Hanau goes down to third, Tucker into score. Hillcats with a 1-0 lead for Juan Benjamin. Infield pulled in as Benjamin takes a big cut for strike one. They weren't pulled in with nobody out. They are pulled in now. Knowing that Kavanaugh has plenty of speed and could possibly lay one down. He chases one down in the zone for strike two. A lot of off speed in this inning. Second time through the order for Herrera. Lynchburg would love to capitalize on having two in scoring position with nobody out. They have one already in. And now, down at third. The Cats have only scored more than one run once this week. Twice. They had two on Friday night. Their second run didn't come to the eighth. The 0-2. Benjamin chased it, but he just caught a piece of it. And the catcher tries to convince the home plate umpire that he caught it, as that'll bring out Victor Estevez, who is very animated with the call. Him and Corey Gerber jawing back and forth. Both teams have been a bit frustrated with this crew, as Estevez has his say, heads back to the dugout. One of those he had to ask about because it was close to not even being touched. It was also close to being snagged by Diaz behind the plate. Two-strike pitch to Benjamin. That one, it was clear he got a piece of as it goes back to the screen. They'll try again at 0-2. Runner at third is now. Infield pulled in. A two-strike pitch. Well outside. A good job by Diaz to snag it. Bottom of the fourth inning. RBI fielder's choice. As Benjamin calls time and steps out. An RBI fielder's choice is the only difference in the ballgame. The 1-2. Chopped foul, and an attempt was made by a Mudcat in the top of the dugout. Alexander Perez tried to make a barehanded play as ended up knocking it into the seats. The 1-2 from Herrera as Benjamin's making him work. Outside, 2-2, and he laid off. Herrera came in to this inning with only 30 pitches through three. He's already made 15 here in the fourth. The 2-2. Fouled back, and Benjamin doing his job. Spoiling some good pitches. Remember, there's a borderline call of whether or not he got a piece of a breaking ball in the dirt. That kept this at-bat alive. The 2-2 from Herrera. He finally wins as he pulls the string on Benjamin. As he is retired for out number two, the runner still 90 feet away for Robert Lopez. Second strikeout of the day for Herrera. One run already in here in the fourth for the Hillcats, a 1-0 lead. An important insurance run stands 90 feet away. Lopez lifts it to right field, hooking foul. Lopez has been seeing the ball well in this series. His average up above 200 for the first time this year. The 0-1 chopped foul into the Carolina Mudcats dugout for strike two. He also now has 7 RBIs. Herrera strike away from leaving the runner stranded at third. The 0-2 outside as Lopez laid off the high fastball. 1-2. A check of third. Herrera, the right-hander, sets at the belt and delivers. In the dirt, a good pick by Diaz. As now was watching it all the way in. Count is even at 2 apiece. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. Two and two to Lopez. Breaking ball that didn't catch the corner and came in a little high as well, and the count goes full. Another long at bat for the Hillcats. Lopez flew out to center field in his first trip. The payoff pitch from Herrera. Outside, Lopez spit on it for ball four. That'll leave things for Lexer Sadui. Sadui rounded out to second to end the second inning as now we'll get some action for Carolina as the pitching coach will head on out, Michael O'Neill. Interesting to note, he also owns the only ejection for the Mudcats this year as he was ejected a while back. Actually, about a month ago. They've sent the bullpen catcher down as they will get an arm loose if Herrera can't get out of this inning. He had been pitching very well. And in this inning, a hit batter and then a double rattled him a little bit. 23 pitches already in the inning. First pitch to Sadui is down low for ball one. Lopez over at first, Hanau at third. 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. They scored thanks to a sacrifice ground out by Prez Cavanaugh. The 1-0. Lined into right field, dropping hard in front of Nicasia, and that'll score another runner. Sadui put a good swing on it and picks up his 17th RBI of the season. As Hanau comes home, Lopez into scoring position for Jordan Brown. Lynchburg leading 2-0, their largest lead of the series. Boy, it would be nice to add another one. Brown takes inside for ball one. The way Carolina has played in this series, they've had some big innings. A lot of crooked numbers. The 1-0 to Brown. Inside again, he laid off ball two. So if you're Lynchburg, you want to pile on as many as you can and try to take the life out of the Mudcats in this Sunday afternoon matinee. The 2-0. Brown pulled out his back foot on a breaking ball, 2-1. Lopez at second. Sadui at first after the RBI single. 2-0 our score in favor of Lynchburg. The 2-1 from Herrera. Caught the outside corner with a fastball. And the count is even at 2 apiece. Deuce is wild. 2 aboard, 2 away, and a 2-2 count upcoming from Herrera. Brown chased one that almost hit him, and the inning comes to a close. But Lynchburg scores two. They lead 2-0 as we head to the fifth in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Alonzo Richardson back out for another inning of work. As his team has given him two runs of support. A 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. As Jake Savina will lead things off. The largest lead the Hillcats have had this series, but every time they've taken the lead, Carolina has responded in the next inning. Avina swings out the first pitch upstairs for strike one. The 0-1 in the dirt, wisely laid off by Avina. And every time the Hillcats have scored, Carolina has either tied or taking the lead right back. High pop-up first base side. Felea in foul ground will give way to Turner as Felea overran it. And the second baseman saves the day for out number one. Richardson just over 40 pitches on the ball game as Gregory Barrios 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He grounds one off the end of his bat, foul for strike one. Carolina has won the first five games of this series, looking for the series sweep. They have not done that since August of 22. The 0-1 grounded over toward short. Hanau over a leaping Benjamin fires it wide. And they pull him off the bag as that'll be a base runner. We'll see how they score it. I'm assuming it'll be an error, as Hanau just pulled Felea off the bag. They have scored that as an error, as the runner reaches with one away in the top of the fifth inning. Jeremy Vargas will be the batter. That misses a little bit outside for ball one. Watching the replay back, the throw definitely was in time. So it's a correct call on the air. The 1-0. Skied out of play. 1-1. Top of the fifth inning here in Lynchburg, Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you. 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. The 1-1 down and away. Didn't get him to chase. Ball two. Richardson has pitched exceptionally well. And there's an intensity about him today that we have not seen this season. The 2-1. Chopper up the middle. Past a diving Turner into center field. As Carolina has their first base hit of the afternoon. Runners at first and second with one away for Hedbert Perez. This is the first threat Carolina has produced. As the first pitch is a little bit wide for ball one. We mentioned, though, every time Lynchburg has scored in this series, Carolina has matched it or bettered it in the next inning. The 1-0. Perez lines it right at the shortstop Hanau, who thought about going to first, but instead will take it to second himself as a double play ends the frame. Barrios forgot to freeze as it's a 2-0 lead. Richardson leaves runners stranded as we head to the bottom half of the fifth in the Hill City.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, está escuchando Hillcats.
We've reached the bottom of the fifth inning. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. A double play and a line drive ended the top half of a threatening fifth for Carolina as they picked up their first hit in the ballgame. It'll be Bubba Felia, Tyrese Turner, and Carson Tucker. The three due up. Felia grounded into a double play in the third inning. As the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Wind now blowing out a little bit toward left, just slightly. As that catches the top of the zone, strike two. Both of these pitchers have worked quickly through this ball game. Bottom of the fifth inning. Two-strike pitch. A little high, Felia laid off, 1-2. Haven't even really had time to have a conversation about anything. Every time they get set, they fire right away. Felia chops it foul. 1-2. But, of course, the announcer's curse always kicks in at some point. Now that I've said it, this game will probably crawl the rest of the way. Felia checks it foul and stays alive. That's always how it works. You say something, and then the exact opposite ends up happening. The 1-2. Floated one just a bit high. 2-2. There is an arm loosening for Carolina. Miguel Guerrero is the right-handed arm. Felia out in front of a breaking ball for out number one. As the top of the order will step in, Tyrese Turner 0-2. Right-handed Herrera has a chop back to the screen for strike one. Herrera has a career long of 6 innings, as that's inside 1-1. That came last season in the Complex League. The 1-1. Turner chased for strike 2. Right-hander sets at the belt and delivers. Turner golfs it to right field. He got all of it. Nicasio ranging back, reaching up and on the run in front of the wall, makes the grab as Turner, with barrel contact, there's not enough behind it. As that'll do it for the outing of Yoanair Herrera. The line out to right ends his day as Victor Estevez will go to the bullpen here in the fifth. We'll step aside for a brief moment, and when we come back, we'll meet the new pitcher after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
It'll be Miguel Guerrero on the mound for Carolina. Herrera goes 4 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. As Guerrero will take over. He's making his 13th appearance. 0-2 with a 3.50 ERA. In 18 innings, he's given up 7 earned runs, 9 walks, 22 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting below 200 at 177. He'll be tasked with picking up the final out of the bottom of the fifth inning as Carson Tucker, 0-1, but he was drilled in the side of the head in his last trip, but stayed in the ball game. A scary play that ran right at his head. First pitch is down low for ball 1. Tucker, the brother of Cole Tucker, who was with the Pirates for some time. The 1-0, check swing, but it's in the zone, 1-1. So baseball family, the 1-1. That one runs a bit wide. 2 balls and a strike. Guardians hoping that Tucker can turn the corner after a rough year last year. The 2-1. Downstairs, ball 3. He came in last season as a top 30 prospect in the organization, according to MLB Pipeline. But a rough year filled with injuries derailed that as the 3-1. Full count as he chased a high fastball. But he still has plenty of time to turn that corner. As payoff pitch. Blew it by him at 92 and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Carolina in the fifth. 2-0 as we head to the sixth in the Hill City between Lynchburg and Carolina. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett & Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Two to nothing lead for Lynchburg as we head to the top of the sixth inning. No runs, one hit, one error for Carolina. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Lynchburg as they did all of their damage in the fourth inning. Carson Tucker was hit by a pitch to open up the frame. Angel Hanau would knock a double as the next batter. And then a sacrifice ground out by Prez Kavanaugh would bring Tucker home. And then a single by Lexer Sadui would score Hanau. As Richardson pitches the first one upstairs for ball one. That one finds the zone, 1-1. Richardson just at 50 pitches in the ball game as we've reached the sixth. The 1-1 line drive to right field. Kavanaugh charging in will not get there as Carolina has their second hit of the ball game in the form of a Blayburg-Diaz leadoff single. We'll see how long of a leash they give Richardson. He's looked like a different pitcher tonight than we've seen all season long as Johnny's Cabrera digs in. First pitch is downstairs for ball one. He even hit 94. He typically sits 90 to 92, 94 being the highest his velocity has been. 1-1. And ever since Carolina was chirping at him in the dugout, he's been locked in. Strike two as Cabrera tips it into the glove. Wind now blowing in. Johnny's Cabrera awaits the 1-2 pitch. Runner holds, it's golfed. First base side, Felia ranging toward the wall, and it'll land about 5 feet into the party deck. I don't think Felia would have had a play if he could have gotten there in time, as it was a little bit out of his reach. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. The 1-2. It's a big swing and a miss from Cabrera. Second strikeout for Cabrera. Fifth of the game for Richardson. His first since the third inning. Top of the order coming to the plate, Kalen Nicasio. Nicasio with a big cut for strike one. Nicasio 0 for 2. He grounded out to second in his last trip. Richardson would take a ground ball here. They could turn two. The 0-1 floats it in there for strike two. Diaz over at first. Richardson not really worried about him. As the 0-2 ran it in tight, a good job by Lopez to snag that before it got away. One ball and two strikes. Diaz, the catcher, at the bag at first. Does not have a stolen base on the year. So Richardson not at all concerned. The 1-2. Nicasia helped him out, caught a piece of it to stay alive. He'll step out and call time as Carolina wants to make Richardson work and throw more pitches. Just crossed 60 on the afternoon. The 1-2 once again in Nicasia. Fouled back, and he stays alive. Now that the pitch count is climbing, this could be the final inning of work for Richardson. That's the 1-2. They appealed towards second. He did not go around. It was a little low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Haven't seen many curveballs, but a 76-mile-an-hour bender. Almost fooled Nicasia. The 2-2. Up and in, leaned him back. Tried to overthrow it. The count goes full. Runner at first is Diaz. Richardson comes set for the 2-2. Excuse me, for the 3-2. Blew it by him upstairs. Nicasia chased it. Sixth strikeout of the ball game for Richardson as Yonder Arenamo will step in. Arenamo has lined out twice as he watches one in the dirt for ball one. It was Arenamo who faced the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. The throw down. Got him! Robert Lopez with some swagger heading back to the dugout as he guns down Leyburg Diaz. Surprised they sent him. Maybe the hit and run was on and Arenamo just didn't get the sign. But regardless, it's a 1-2-3 inning in a unconventional fashion. We head to the bottom half of the sixth here in Lynchburg, a 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. And we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-528. 1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
So I guess Miguel Guerrero was only on for one batter, as he has already been pulled, coming back out for the sixth inning. So the stat line on him: a third of an inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, but one strikeout as that ended the fifth. It'll be Jason Pena who takes over for him. Pena 4-0 with a 6.97 ERA in over 20 innings. 16 earned runs, 20 strikeouts, 9 walks as Angel Hanau will dig in. First pitch is outside for ball one. And now, doubled in his last trip to the plate. He's reached base twice. The 1-0 is upstairs, ball two. He walked back in the first inning. and now the 12th ranked prospect according to MLB Pipeline. The 2-0 is a slider in there. 2-1. Hillcats would love for Hanau to get going. He is a high-energy guy, similar to Nate Furman, though. His is more personality-based and less competitive-based. That's upstairs, ball three. Furman's energy, yes, he had a personality-based energy, but he could also carry it over into that competitive aggression and energy. The 3-1. Off the corner, Hanau was ready to take the walk to first. Was undoing the straps on his shin guard. The count goes full. The payoff from Pena. Inside, that'll be ball four. Second time Hanau has walked in this ball game. As Prez Kavanaugh brought home the runner. Rounding out to first, it was a slow roller. Luke Adams could only tag the runner coming down the line. Otherwise, he's 0 for 2. Now with a decent lead as the first pitch is down and in for ball one. We saw Hanau break off earlier in the ball game when Kavanaugh was at the dish, but a foul ball forced him to scamper back, so he's still looking for that first stolen bag. They throw over. He's back safely. 2-0 lead for Lynchburg, bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-0 from Pena. Missing wide, ball two. Good Sunday afternoon crowd. Over 1,300 on hand. The 2-0 in tight. And Kavanaugh has worked a 3-0 count. As Pena will call for timeout himself, trying to regroup and focus. A 3-0 to Kavanaugh. Runner holds. It's in there, 3-1. I'm almost surprised they didn't give Kavanaugh the green light. In a game that Lynchburg desperately needs, they're only up by two. The 3-1. Runner breaks. The pitch is low. Ball four, and Kavanaugh draws the walk. So Hanau went for the steal, but it doesn't matter anyway, as Kavanaugh will make the trek to first. And already a visit to the mound from the pitching coach, the second time we've seen him today, Michael O'Neill. This might be as many times as we've seen him this series. Lynchburg leads it 2-0, threatening again, bottom of the sixth inning. Two aboard, nobody out. Juan Benjamin at the dish. He's 0 for 2. Pena just coming into the ball game. A long conversation will have to be broken up by the umpire. Corey Gerber behind the plate, Brandon Schmidt in the field. As Juan Benjamin will dig in. I mentioned he's 0 for 2, but he does have 16 RBIs on the year, adding 273. And the last two games off, as that one is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Right-handed Pena has it grounded foul as Benjamin now down in the count 0-2. Jordan Smith chasing it down the line. Benjamin will step out and call time. Lynchburg will travel down to Kannapolis for a series starting on Tuesday. Outside, one ball and two strikes to Benjamin. It'll be first time they have traveled down there since I've been here. Benjamin ropes it. He was right on it, but out in front. Stays alive. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. A 1-2 pitch upstairs into the backstop. Diaz was crossed up as the fastball came in well high, and both runners now into scoring position on the wild pitch. So the infield will be pulled in with nobody out. The count is even at two apiece. And he goes down swinging. Route number one. Second strikeout for Benjamin. First for Pena. Carolina has an interesting series ahead of them as they return home to take on Fayetteville. But Wednesday, they will be the road team for one game of their doubleheader. Slider to Lopez, wrapped around outside for ball one. A rainout back in April, as they will have to make it up against Fayetteville. Down and in, ball two. The Hillcats had a similar situation last year when they had to be the home team for a game up in Fredericksburg after a rainout happened in Lynchburg before a couple games against the Nationals. 3-0 to Lopez, and they might just be working around him to try and put the double play back. Runners on second and third, one away. To Lopez. He pops it up, shallow right. Charging in is Nicasia. He settles underneath it and now fakes toward home. The throw is cut off as Lopez did not get enough of it to drive the runner home. As Lexer Sadui will be the last hope for the Hillcats in the sixth to try and tack on some insurance. The interesting thing about the Hillcats series last year, where they had to play at home against Fredericksburg, is they had already lost two home games in that series, as the first four were supposed to be played in Lynchburg and the last two up in Fredericksburg. So Dewey takes a called strike, 0-1. However, a rainout earlier in the week during one of those home games had to be rescheduled for one of the weekend games. The 0-1. Line drive center field. Avina ranging over into the left center field gap. Loses his cap and makes the grab on the run. A nice play by Avina in center to keep this a two-run ball game. Sadui gave it a jolt into a gap, but just couldn't find the grass. As we head to the seventh, a 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. And we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Be
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Alonzo Richardson will get another inning of work as we've reached the seventh inning in a 2-0 ball game. This has been an entertaining baseball game since the start. Lynchburg doing all of their damage in the fourth inning. They've threatened a couple times. Carolina has threatened a couple times, but Richardson has dodged any damage up to this point. He comes in having made 68 pitches, which means he probably has around 12 to play with, would be my guess, before Lynchburg will turn to their bullpen. Yonder Arenamo takes downstairs for ball one. Richardson has not gone more than six innings this season, as that one is fouled back 1-1. Chopper toward third. Benjamin gloves, fires, and there's one away. 5-3 put out for Richardson. Only once this season have the Hillcats had a pitcher go seven innings. That was Parker Messick back on May the 10th against Myrtle Beach, as Luke Adams steps in. He takes down low, ball one. Lynchburg also have not won a game in this series. We've mentioned that several times. In the dirt, ball two. A right-hander gets Adams to help him out, 2-1. Adams 0-for-2 on the day. He's grounded out to third and to short. 2-1. Upstairs, three balls and a strike. We're also at the point of the ball game where if Richardson allows a runner, as that is pumped across the heart of the plate for a full count. But if he allows a runner, that could be the end of the line as well. The payoff pitch. Wasted no time, tried to paint the corner, and didn't get the call. Jordan Smith. And just as I suspected, he steps up out of the dugout and will make a move. So the one-out walk will force a call to the bullpen, as Alonzo Richardson, an excellent outing here tonight. He goes 6 1/3 innings, six strikeouts, and is in line for the win if this score holds. We'll step aside and meet the new pitcher when we return, as Richardson leaves to a nice ovation from the Hillcats faithful.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Tomas Reyes will be the new arm for the Hillcats. He's 1-0 with an ERA of 0, making his seventh outing in just over eight innings. He's only allowed one run. It was unearned. Also, only one hit on the season, three walks, seven strikeouts. Earlier in this series on Wednesday evening,
Thursday evening. He went a third of an inning. No hits, no runs, no strikeouts, no walks. As he came in to face one batter and did his job, he'll be tasked in this 2-0 ball game of keeping it at this score. With one out, top of the seventh, Jay Savina to lead things off against the new pitcher. Adams over at first after the walk, and Avina greets Reyes with a fly ball to deep center. Sadui backpedaling and will get it in quickly before Adams could tag up. Avina tried to jump at the first pitch, and he got a hold of it, but not deep enough. As he flies out to deep center field, Gregory Berrios. Runner at first, two away now. As the first pitch to Berrios is downstairs for ball one. We've seen an aggressive approach at the plate from Carolina today. Jumping early in the count. As the 1-0 from the lefty. Throw over toward first. It worked well when they faced Zach Jacobs the other night. Richardson was able to keep them quiet. The 1-0. Outside, ball two. Top of the seventh inning. 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. Runner at first is Luke Adams. He reached on a walk. 2-0. In the zone. Throw back to first. But it was a little bit high. They had Adams off balance. But the throw made Felia turn the long way to try and tag him. Otherwise, they might have been able to get him out. 2-1 on Berrios. He pops it up on the infield. Felia towards second base. It in and out of his glove. He throws to third, and Adams goes first to third on an infield pop fly. What should have ended the inning puts runners at the corners with two away, and now Reyes will have to work out of a jam. Felia clearly frustrated with his glove as he takes a look at it. As a huge break for Carolina that should have ended the inning. And instead, there's a runner at third. Tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate in Jeremy Vargas. Tomas Reyes fires outside for ball one. The Hillcats as a team have only given up two runs from the seventh inning on in this series. One of them was earned, one of them was unearned. The 1-0, Vargas takes a strike. Crucial moment here. This is the biggest threat Carolina has had with a runner on third. 1-1 to Vargas. Pumped it in there again for strike two. Can Reyes rebound after the air by Felia at first? Hillcats should be out of the inning. Carolina playing with an extra out. The two-strike pitch from Reyes. He comes set. Brings his glove toward his chest. Now he delivers. It's inside. Good block by Lopez. As that bounced well in front of home plate. Deuce is wild. Two out, two aboard. And a 2-2 count on Vargas. The left-hander checks first. Now he fires.
Hop up on the infield again. Reyes gives way to Benjamin. A collision between Benjamin and Turner. Almost disaster as Turner secures it, loses his cap, and he limps off the field as Benjamin and Turner collided. Almost a second error on an infield pop fly. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. Wow, we need to catch our breath. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Well, somehow it's a 2-0 ball game in favor of Lynchburg. They tried to give up a run in that inning, but Tyrese Turner colliding with Juan Benjamin, holding on the infield to make sure it stayed a 2-0 ball game after an error on a pop fly the batter before on the infield. It'll be Yerlin Rodriguez, the right-hander, on for Carolina as Jordan Brown takes upstairs for ball one. Pena does his job. He goes one inning. No hits, no runs, two walks, and a strikeout. As Brown chops it toward third, but foul. Rivera with a little soccer flick. It's 1-1. Rodriguez making his fifth outing. A 7.94 ERA and no decisions. Slow chopper toward third again. That one a little bit closer, but still foul. In just under six innings, he's given up five earned runs, two walks, and five strikeouts. Brown 0 for 1. He was hit by a pitch in his first trip to the plate. A little bit high as Rodriguez started to celebrate. The 1-2. That one's in there. Brown goes down looking for out number one as Bubba Filia will dig in. Rodriguez, 6'1", 184 from the Dominican Republic. He signed back in 2019 and spent some time with the Mudcats last season. Filia takes outside ball one. Filia also 0 for 2. He grounded into a double play in the third and struck out in the fifth. Didn't chase again. 2-0. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-0 score in favor of Lynchburg. Each team with two hits and one error. A little bit high, 3-0. The right-hander comes set for the 3-0 pitch. Missed inside, ball four. Filia is aboard with a four-pitch walk as the top of the order will step in. Turner, the leadoff hitter tonight, collided with Juan Benjamin at the end of the top of the seventh inning and was limping off the field. Not a major limp, but enough that it was noticeable as the first pitch is in there at 96 for a called strike. He remains in the ball game despite getting caught up with Benjamin. He held on and secured the grab inside 1-1. He also gave his last at-bat a jolt into right center field. The 1-1 loaded in there, strike two. But Nicasio made a nice running grab in front of the wall to keep Turner off the bases. He's 0 for 3. The two-strike pitch just missed. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Runner takes off early. Felia was going, and it's thrown into center field. All Rodriguez had to do was turn and deliver an accurate throw, and Felia would have been a dead duck. But he held on and had too much time to think about it and lofted it into center field. So an error gives Felia second. The 2-2 to Turner is chopped foul. And that was a huge break for the Hillcats as they have a runner in scoring position yet again. They had a runner at third last inning with nobody out. They couldn't bring him around. Fouled back. And Turner continuing to battle. I was shocked to see Felia take off, especially that early. But it worked out. 2-2 yet again upstairs above the head of Turner. And the count goes full. He left and he didn't even flinch either. The payoff pitch. Chopped foul right at the dugout. Typically, when a guy leaves early like that, they'll look back and realize that they left a bit too early. But Felia just put his head down and kept running. The 3-2. Turner fouled that off his front foot, and he goes down as Yan Rivera will come up the line to check on him. Now Jordan Smith taking a couple steps toward him as well, but Turner refusing any help. He'll stay in. Might have caught him on the thigh. He's rubbing that right thigh, the top of it. Yeah, that caught him right on the upper thigh, near hip. Once again, the 3-2. That one hit his back foot. And Turner down in a heap. He gets up and sprints down to first. You love to see that. Doesn't matter how much it hurts. You get up and go down to first. He's got a smile on his face, laughing off the pain. As another trip to the mound by the pitching coach. As Rodriguez has lost some command. Carson Tucker will be the batter. He was ahead 1-2 on Turner, and then he fought off some great pitches and took some bruises. But he's down at first. And a throwing error by Rodriguez into center field as Felea left early. Have opened up the door for Lynchburg to tack on some insurance. And we mentioned Carolina can score in bunches. One out, bottom of the seventh. Carson Tucker at the plate. He takes a called strike, 0-1. It's been an excellent ball game, a couple of errors, but otherwise, it's been pretty clean. The 0-1, Tucker pulled out his back foot on the swing, strike two. A two-strike pitch, and Tucker goes down looking as he watched a strike right down Main Street. It'll be up to Angel Hanau. Hanau has reached base three times, walked twice, doubled once, and scored in the fourth inning. Felea at second, Turner at first. That one leans him back for ball one. Hanau with matching cleats for the Hillcats colors. He bleeds green and blue. The 1-0. Outside, ball two. It's been a chaotic inning. As the 2-0 from the right-hander. Inside, ball three. Made more chaotic by the throwing error. Otherwise, he should be out of the inning. A 3-0. In tight, and that caught Hanau. Or did it catch the umpire? It caught somebody. I think it may have caught the home plate umpire as he is shaking out that right hand. Corey Gerber behind the plate. Bases loaded, two away for Prez Kavanaugh. Hillcats lead by two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Insurance runs a necessity. Breaking ball upstairs, ball one. In a situation like this, a walk is as good as a hit. And with the struggles of Rodriguez to throw strikes, you would take it. The 1-0. Kavanaugh jumps on it, pops it up third base side as Arenamo will give it a look as it goes out of play onto the top of the clubhouse. Wind blowing in. Kavanaugh 0-for-2. He chased a high fastball at 96 and his hand slipped off. As he's going to go back and ask for some more pine tar. As his right hand just slipped off the bat. Big pitch upcoming from Yerlin Rodriguez. Bases loaded, two away. Felea at third. Turner at second. Hanau at first. Kavanaugh at the plate, down 1-2. Here's the pitch. Outside, just missed the corner, 2-2. Rodriguez fires upstairs. Kavanaugh thought about taking a cut, but he held up. 95 on the fastball. Runners will get a little bit of a head start on the 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez comes set and fires. Kavanaugh drives it to right field. Nicasio arranging back in front of the wall makes the grab. Kavanaugh barreled it up, but Nicasio was playing back far enough that all he had to do was take about five steps and stick his left arm up in the air. and make the grab to end the inning and leave the bases loaded. We head to the eighth, a 2-0 ball game in favor of Lynchburg. We'll be back with the final two innings after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Eighth inning set to get underway. Tomas Reyes remains on the mound for another inning of work. He only faced one batter in his first outing of the series, so they'll give him a little bit of extra time here this afternoon just to keep his arm loose and even up that innings count, as Hedbert Perez will step in. He's 0 for 2. He lined into a double play back in the fifth. Reyes delivers the first pitch, curveball. He spiked it at 74. Two nothing lead for the Hillcats as Perez chases one down and away, 1-1. Carolina looking for the six-game sweep. Lynchburg trying to salvage some pride before traveling down to Kannapolis for a series starting on Tuesday. Breaking ball a little low. Once again at 74, ball two. The 2-1. Fastball fouled off. You know, it's interesting. Perez, 74 is his breaking ball. As the 2-2 on its way to Perez. Missing a bit wide, and the count goes full. Well, earlier in this series, the away clubhouse attendant, payoff pitch, popped up left center field. Long run for Sadui as Brown calls him off just a couple steps away from him. You heard it all the way back here at the box. One away. Blayberg Diaz will step in, but the away clubhouse attendant was overheard saying that he thought he could hit 80. First pitch from Reyes is grounded over towards short, and now scoops it. Long throw to first, two away. As Johnny's Cabrera will step in. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. So the word got to the team, the Hillcats, that is. They all know each other. As the first pitch is cut on and missed for strike one. And they said, we don't even think you could hit 75. The 0-1 from Reyes. Downstairs, 1-1. So they set up a whole situation. He got four pitches to try and hit 80, which he claimed. The 1-1, breaking ball outside, two balls and a strike. The whole team was out there. The coaches were out there. They're all trash-talking him. And he hit 76. That was what he topped out as. Big cut, strike two, 2-2. So Jordan Smith was joking with him because he also serves as the ball boy on occasion. We're joking with him saying that they might need to trot him out there to give the opposing team a change of pace as the 2-2 from Reyes inside, full count. I say all that. Reyes is throwing low 90s with his fastball and mid-70s with his curveball. That curveball is the same as the fastball for the away clubby. Payoff pitch, driven into left center field. Sadui ranging back, turning his back, can't make the play. Cabrera around first, into second he goes with a stand-up double. His first hit of the season as the dugout is ecstatic. They're asking for the ball, and they will get it as Johnny's Cabrera picks up his first hit of the year with a two-out double. Now the top of the order will step in Kalen Nicasio here in the eighth. There is an arm loosening for the Hillcats as Reyes will have to work out of this with two away. First pitch roped, left field, foul. Nicasio just out in front at 91. Johnny's Cabrera at second. The tying run at the dish here in the eighth. Up and away, 1-1. Good job by Lopez to hop out of his crouch. The 1-1. Missing the zone again, ball two. Reyes has not allowed an earned run this season. He's been one of the Hillcats' best relievers since being called up from extended spring training. The 2-1 outside again, and the count is now 3-1. A good hitter's count for Nicasio if he wants to try and square one up. Johnny's Cabrera, after the two-out double, is on second. Tying run at the plate. The 3-1. Up and away. Ball four. As Lopez will go out and have some words for Reyes, with Yonner Arenamo coming to the dish. Go-ahead run at the dish, top of the eighth inning. 2-0 lead as Tony Arnold now wants to go out. And he is sent back, as that would have been the second mound visit, which means they would have had to make a move. Because Lopez already went out, he cannot go talk to the pitcher without going to the bullpen this inning. First pitch to Arenamo, into the gap. Right field, Kavanaugh comes in on it, makes the grab, and the inning is over. Reyes strands runners at first and second as we head to the bottom half of the eighth. A 2-0 ball game in favor of the Hillcats. We'll be back with the bottom of the eighth after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe.
Infield está escuchando Hirschka.
Carolina goes back to their bullpen yet again. Tanner Shears will take over. He's 1-0 with a .52 ERA in just over 17 innings. He's walked 15, struck out 30. He replaces Yerlin Rodriguez, who goes an inning, no hits, no runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. As Carolina's goal is to keep this a two-run ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trying to give themselves a chance in the ninth. Looking ahead, it'll be the heart of their order. Luke Adams, Jay Savina, and Gregory Barrios. 3, 4, and 5. Let's see who the Hillcats trot out. I can't get a visual image of who's in the bullpen for Lynchburg, but there is an arm loosening, which I would assume means Reyes is done for the day. Juan Benjamin, 0 for 3, steps in. Two strikeouts so far for the Hillcats' third baseman this afternoon. It's been an excellent ball game. He swings out the first pitch and softly grounds it to second, where Vargas flips to first for out number one. One pitch, one out. Robert Lopez, he's 0 for 2. He reached on a walk in the fourth inning. Lopez has had a good series at the plate, arguably his best since coming up and replacing Manuel Mejias. That one is upstairs, ball one, and we've seen him really develop confidence both defensively and at the plate. He's shown a lot more emotion and pride in his game. The 1-0, he pops it up out of play, 1-1. When he threw out a runner at second earlier in this ball game, he added a little extra flair as he skipped back toward the dugout and saluted one of his teammates. 2-1 as that comes in at his toes. And when he's gotten hits in this series, he immediately turns toward the dugout and tries to hype them up. The 2-1 on the inside edge, two balls and two strikes. Nobody aboard, one away, 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. Bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2, driven to right field toward the corner, and it just goes foul. Lopez just missed hitting it out of here. He was out in front of a breaking ball. Hillcats have had a lot of barreled balls tonight. Lopez there, though, had the best opportunity to hit it out. That would be a huge insurance run. 2-2. He grounds this one to first. Adams chest-high glove, and he'll take it himself. Two away. Lexer Sadui will be the last hope for the Hillcats in the eighth if they want to get another run on the board and try to give their bullpen a little bit of extra relief and steal game six away from Carolina. Mudcats have won every game of the series. Sadui bunts it toward third in the air. Backhanded play by Arenamo on a dime. A nice play by the third baseman as Sadui popped up the bunt. And Arenamo up against the line, backhanded it, and then went across his body to retire Sadui and send it to the top of the ninth inning. Carolina needs 2 to tie, 3 to take the lead and be in line for the sweep. We'll be back with the ninth inning and we'll meet the new pitcher in a moment when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exist to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Jason Priel here with you as we head to the top half of the ninth inning in a 2-0 ball game. The Hillcats will turn to their de facto closer in single A baseball. You really don't have a closer per se, but Magnus Ellerts has become the arm that they've relied on in close end of game situations. He's 4-for-4 on save appearances. On the year, he's 0-1 with a 2.29 ERA. In 13 games, he's given up 5 earned runs, 3 walks, 30 strikeouts, holding opponents to a 2.13 ERA. He will face the heart of the order for the Mudcats as they look to try and salvage a sweep. I say salvage, but in all reality, they have dominated this series. However, today, they find themselves down by 2. Heading to the top of the ninth inning. Luke Adams to lead things off. He is 0-for-2. He walked in his last trip. First pitch, 93, down and in, ball one. Ellerts, 6'5", 225 from Woodbridge, Virginia. The right-hander comes set. The 1-0. Downstairs, Adams heading the count 2-0. If he gets aboard, the tying run will be at the plate the rest of this inning. The 2-0 from Ellerts. That finds the zone at 92, 2-1. Adams, with that windshield wiper motion with his bat, as he waits for the pitcher to come set. 2-1. Just missed, ball 3. Came back with the fastball. Adams laid off. Not sure where it missed, but it did. Adams has hurt the Hillcats plenty of times in this series. The 3-1. Ball 4. Adams pumps his chest as he draws a walk to lead off the ninth inning. Jay Savina. He's 0-for-3 on the day. Had a tough series, but he could change that with one swing of the bat. As that misses down low, ball one. Feels like the zone has shrunk a little bit here in the ninth. 1-0 to Avina. He grounds it to third. Benjamin behind the bag will only take the play at first as Adams into scoring position. One away. Gregory Barrios, he's reached twice on airs. One of them came in the seventh on a pop fly to first base, which was dropped by Felia on the infield. Adams in scoring position as the first pitch, 91 in there for a called strike. Effectively, that run alone at second does not make a difference. However, combined with the batter at the plate, they have a chance to tie. Went outside, missed by a couple inches. 1-1. Barrios swings at that one, lines it into left field. That'll send Adams around third, and he's going to score without a throw. The throw comes into second as the shutout is over, and Carolina has some momentum. All of the Mudcats on the top step of the dugout as they meet Adams, as the go-ahead run at the plate, tying run at first here in the ninth. A line drive RBI single for Barrios. As it's sweaty palms time inside Bank of the James Stadium. Right at the knees for Vargas for strike one. Vargas on the day, 1-for-3. He singled in the fifth inning. Barrios leads off first. The 0-1 upstairs, 1-1. I mentioned Ellert's 4-for-4 in save opportunities. It's a 2-1 ball game. Ground ball past first. Turner slides, but nobody was covering the bag at first. He picked it up and prevented it from getting into right field, which probably held Barrios the tying run at second, but an infield single for Vargas, and the tying run 180 feet away for Hedbert Perez. As Tony Arnold wants to go out and talk to Ellert, this time since there's been no mound visit, he can converse and try and calm down his reliever. As Carolina trying to steal a victory and a sweep out of the grasp of the Hillcats. There's now an arm loosening in the Hillcats bullpen. Runners at first and second, one away, top of the ninth inning, 2-1 ball game in favor of the Hillcats. Carolina has won the first five games of this series, looking for win number six. A long conversation between Arnold and now the umpire, as Arnold clearly not happy about something as he has not left the mound, as they both make their way back, and it is getting progressively more and more heated. Arnold waves off the umpire as he jogs back into the dugout. And now Lopez has a conversation with Ellert as the umpire wasn't paying attention. And so the Hillcats got a little extra conversation in there. And it looked like Arnold may have just been waiting for the home plate umpire to come out as he had a bone to pick. Hedbert Perez at the plate. Two aboard, one away. Tying run at second. Go ahead run at first as that's fouled right off the top of the head of the catcher. First strike one. Barrios at second. Vargas at first. The 0-1 to Perez. Check swing, and he went around, says Corey Gerber, the home plate umpire. 0-2. One away in the inning. A base hit could tie the ball game, and probably would with Barrios at second. The two-strike pitch in the dirt. A good block by Lopez. He prevented that from heading to the backstop. Victor Estevez surveying the field, trying to get an understanding of whether or not to send the runner if the ball gets put in play. The 0-2 to Perez. Excuse me, the 1-2 grounded up the middle. Turner scoops it on to short for one. Back to first. Got him! Beat him by a step. And the Hillcats win game number six of the series. 2-1. Dramatic at the end. But a win is a win is a win. Lynchburg avoids the sweep as they knock off the Mudcats 2-1 here in Lynchburg. We'll be back to recap it right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats win it 2-1. Let's toss it down to Andre Vile, who's standing by with tonight's Hillcat hero, Alonzo Richardson. Take it away, Andre.
All right, fans, I am here with our Hillcat hero today, Alonzo Richardson. Alonzo, a fantastic start. 6.1 innings pitched with 6 strikeouts and 0 runs. What was that mentality entering today's start against a very offensive Mudcats team? Was there anything changed? I know that the mechanics were on point today. Any changes at all entering today's start? As we now head into the road series against Kannapolis and then Charleston, what's the team looking forward to taking momentum from today's win? Fans, let's give it up for your Hillcat hero of the day, Alonzo Richardson.
Thank you, Andre. That was Alonzo Richardson, if we could kind of hear him, as Lynchburg wins it 2-1 here to salvage a victory and gain some pride and some momentum heading down to Kannapolis for their series starting on Tuesday. It was a pitcher's duel all throughout. Alonzo Richardson, an excellent outing for him as he went 6 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts as he is, without a doubt, tonight's Hillcat hero. Lynchburg scored 2 in the 4th inning. Tucker led off the inning being hit by a pitch. Angel Hanau would double him over to 3rd. A sacrifice ground out by Prez Kavanaugh would bring home Tucker. And then a single by Lexer Sadui would score Hanau. That would be all the Hillcats would need. But it wouldn't be easy. Carolina would threaten several times in the last few innings. And then in the 9th inning, Luke Adams walked to lead off the inning. Gregory Barrios, after a fielder's choice, would drive him home on an RBI single. He would move into scoring position before a double play hit by Hedbert Perez would end the ball game, and Lynchburg walked away victorious 2-1. A much-needed victory for Lynchburg as they win one game in this series, going 1-5 against Carolina. But, man, that feels like a momentous victory for Lynchburg. We'll be back in just over a week when Charleston, the River Dogs, will come to town. Should be a fun series. You can get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Otherwise, you can tune in right here, MLB.TV, Bally Live, or Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Next week, Lynchburg in Kannapolis. So make sure to tune in there as well as the Hillcats and the Cannonballers will square off for the first time this season. Once again, your final score here tonight, Lynchburg 2, Carolina 1. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.